From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Over 130 agricultural and food groups are asking the House and Senate Ag Committees for stricter rules that govern checkoff programs. The organizations wrote committee leaders in both chambers to support the Opportunities for Fairness in Farming Act. The groups say the legislation would restore what they call a minimum level of oversight. The legislation would prohibit checkoff programs from contracting with any organization that lobbies on agricultural policy. The new methodology for calculating the adverse effect wage rate will take a toll on farms that rely on H-2A workers, particularly small farms. American Farm Bureau Federation economists are concerned because the new methodology is how worker responsibilities are determined. For example, a worker who spends most of the day in the field but also drives fellow workers to the farm will be required to be paid as a chauffeur. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council have serious concerns about a new rule from the Bureau of Land Management. PLC Executive Director Caitlin Glover says the proposed rule, titled Strengthening the Stewardship of Americans' Public Lands, would upend BLM's multiple-use mandate and jeopardizes its ability to be a good partner with ranchers managing millions of acres across the West. Glover says ranchers have a reasonable expectation of transparency and predictability when dealing with the BLM.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.